salon yar koga. So yeah, jo for thoma setting jo nyaka mtu wagis bobi jega rubi jega.
Okay, my name.
Rubi jega. Seo.
Lorraine.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I remember.
Lorraine.
Remember, yeah. So I'm Lorraine. Okay, so sure. Lorraine. I thought my God, you like. As you guys keep feeling already like fast your lot, we said let's do it already.
So okay. Nothing like we can talk about. Like I'm really about is it the feelings or relationships?
Feelings or relationships. Okay, so Artome ka belief in a relationship. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you believe in such a thing, yeah, like the relationships, or do you believe in like love or whatever?
Yeah, I do believe they do exist.
Yeah.
Cause like there is love, there is a lot of love. Okay. So yeah, I do believe.
What is love? Yeah. So then now it's a lot of hurry. What about Batoba Ujore? They've getting married. Kawana divorce, and then Anyala happy, then divorce again. Stories of a tour, it's the story of a tour.
I think, as a person, if you're a divorcee, right? As a person, if you're a divorcee, like you need to just give yourself some space and then own it and just find out what were your mistakes. That's why, inshallah. Yeah. What was the reason behind me, them leaving me?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think you need to sit down and find out.
Sharp. So are you telling me that everybody, motherfucker, only, you know, a one, that one person got at least soulmate, sort of 8 billion people, motherfucker, to go about what they?
No, I don't believe in soulmate. I don't believe in soulmate. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't believe in soulmate. I don't.
No, so.
I don't.
So, what if you don't believe in love?
Okay, soulmates, I think, is like a tie. Like, that means, like, you're meant to be for each other.
Yeah.
The universe, like.
It's like it.
Yeah.
It's who
you are. So, I don't believe in that.
Oh,
I
do.
So then.
Okay, so then where does love come from then? If I didn't let it.
I guess love is nature.
Nature.
Yeah, I guess love is nature.
Mm. So then, what's the difference between, let's say, love ever, like, natural, let's say, ooh, I see this girl, love at first sight, the entire, like, yo, hey, mamacita, or, between someone, let's say, you've known someone for 3 years, and then all of a sudden, wow, this person is everything. What's the difference that those two?
Okay. The difference is between Bumamasita, right?
Bumamasita, yeah.
Okay, I think the difference is Kauri. Yeah. The difference is, I think, is okay, so normally long distance relationship, right?
Yeah, well, sort of long distance relationships.
Exactly, like 3 years.
I like in terms of like, family as friends.
Okay.
Then after 3 years, feelings have changed.
Now it's like mutual.
Yeah, and then the difference between that, lay meeting someone same day, same time. Oh, fish. Yo, what's up?
Okay, I think. That is why there is this thing called like lacking love at first sight, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can see a person today and then like falling in love with them today,
yeah,
right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's all about maybe that person like really understands you. Because you can be in a relationship for 3 years and then after you leave the relationship, find someone, 2 months you're married to that person.
2 months, age, right?
Yeah, people do that.
How long do you think people should wait before marriage?
There's no specific time.
Yeah.
As long as you're happy, then you have to stay there. find out. Yeah.
So would you say meet this week, marry the week after? Normal.
Normally, this is danger zone. I think maybe that is the reason why the rating, the divorce goes up. Because you don't know that person. When you're married now, you're seeing the true colors. Oh, this person is abusive. This person is actually not my type. This person is not clean. Those kind of things. So I think you should indeed know. Maybe so, I think Fatin said this.
So for Wena, what's the right time for Wena? Do you think you will be
the right time for me?
Yeah, for you're like, hey, I can marry this person. Maybe, yeah.
I think 29 for me.
Okay.
Because I feel like, I have, I think my experiences are enough.
Yeah.
For boys, I think I'm enough. So what I need now is me finding myself, me building myself first for me to a relationship. Enjoy my free time, enjoy my life. I haven't even worked, I want to get married. Exactly. So,
man, unless if it's like one of those things where you would rather wait before you get married, Niana. So then do you think your 20s are enough to sort you for like your whole life?
My 20s?
Do you feel like you'd be able to work as much to the point where next 30, 60 years are going to be easy?
Nope.
Yeah?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I don't think so. It is possible though. It is possible though.
It is.
But for me, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Oh.
Because I feel like there's a lot that I need to do, or for a specific person to do, for an individual to do. There's a lot for you to achieve. It's like you're settled for the rest of your life.
Or maybe it could depend on lifestyle, what kind of lifestyle. Then
maybe that opportunities.
Or like actually, what lifestyle do you want? When you go, what lifestyle? See your favorite lifestyle. What do you want to do?
Okay, independent first of all.
Yeah.
Being able to do for myself, and then being able to do for myself, and going outing. Going to travel, going explore, I guess having a boyfriend would be a plus one. It's not like a thing you're like, it's in my head that I want to achieve this thing through a boyfriend or with a boyfriend.
It's more like, you're here.
It's cool. That's how it is. So, do you believe in soul ties?
Soul ties, soul ties.
During sexual, like, do you believe
Sexual soul ties. Like, the moment you have sex with someone, you don't gotta be attached to that person. Forever. Yeah.
So, have you ever had a one night stand?
Twice.
With different people?
Yeah.
And so, cool. So, do you think your soul's tied to them? Or like a soul tie happens only when you guys are like,
I feel like soul
often
tied.
Like sexually,
involved. Something more. Like if you come back every day now, it's like this week, next
so
week.
So what's
next
the
week.
Definition of a soul tie to you?
I feel like soul tie to me is when you have, well, and I have decided to give up your a piece of you. Let's say fully, but then I'm like, okay, I'm giving you a piece of my heart. So now like a soul tie, it's like I'm giving you a piece of my spirit. You know, it's like when we fuck, it's like, hey Joe, I'm inside you, and then so now it's like, okay, fine, I gave you that piece of you, especially a girl Joe. So that's what a soul tie is for me. For like when you spiritually give up yourself to someone else.
So you know one thing I don't understand, eh?
Yeah.
When you guys are having sexual intercourse, right?
Mm.
Like, is there blood, like blood transmission or something?
No.
Like, unless... does your blood like go inside your mind? Like, I don't understand, like, the part.
Okay, it's like, okay, well, what I can say.
Yeah. Just for instance, now, they say HIV enters to, like,
I feel like
blood, okay, like, right?
I think so, blood, saliva, and all that stuff. Fluids. Yeah. So I feel like, okay, when it comes to, like, the HIV and things like that, I think I'm human. With a guy, if a guy has HIV, I think it's like getting the juice, the sperm, the juices.
Oh, okay. You
know? Yeah, those okay. juices.
Then they enter.
The same
okay.
time, okay. you know. Okay. And the longanyana, same story. Same thing, more
okay.
or less.
Okay. So say. Then, okay, do you believe in traditions, right? Or in culture?
Yeah, heavy on tradition, yeah.
So then why if let's say your lover passed on, then you have to
find someone else?
No, is it cleansing or not?
Cleanse, I have to cleanse.
Because the blood, wanna... their blood is like you've been with them, like that part of them is in you, so you have to...
Then how would you, I don't want to do that.
You wouldn't do that?
Because I would. If kids are a little hurry, we've been together for like 7, 8, 9 years. How about you? Why? Just because you passed away 10 years?
Yeah.
No. I'd rather keep you as a memory.
So there is a certain age, let's say if your lover dies, you got married and your lover dies, you're this age. Can you get married again?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing.
Or you have to respect that you were married, now you're being like.
Nah.
Or it depends on the age.
I think it depends
on the age.
On you and that. Because here's the thing, my aunt's husband passed away for 5 years last year. So it was more like right now she's just relaxed. She's taking everything in. I'm not sure if she's going back into the dating game. She probably will. And that.
Yeah.
So I'm like, because she's like 40, not even 50 yet. Sometimes 40 something.
Okay.
So I would say, even though, like, hey, Jonana, I kinda live my lady here, like 20, she dies, like 20 years marriage, 40 or 60.
Okay.
When you're old, I'll still look for someone, hey? Still
even 60 years old, 60
yeah,
old.
Joe, I still have energy, Joe.
Really?
Yeah. I don't believe for it. I would have, like, I'm gonna lose much of my energy or drive or something like that. So I feel like, going to the club and be like, ladies, over 60, what's up?
So, like, what's your relationship, like, deal break?
Relationship deal breaker?
Yeah. Like, you're like, this one I can take.
Time wasted. Yo, number one, constantly waste my time. It's like, I don't
be like, nah.
Do that. Yeah, Joe.
Like, that's your top number one.
Number one, Joe. Imagine if, like.
So, which means, like, the rest you can give it a chance. But the deal breaker one, like, it'll be like, I can't.
Okay, if it's like deal breaker yeah, stuff, like, is like.
Deal breaker, like, I'm out. Like,
oh, okay, like, I'm out.
It
would be cheating. Deal breaker cheating. If I find out. Join anyway, like same day, Joe.
So,
same moment.
What is cheating for you?
Cheating for me, it's
like,
it's...
do you get kissing as cheating?
No,
flirting,
half and half.
Hug.
Flirting, a hug, nah, Joe. Anybody can hug.
Text, SMSs.
That's cool, depends if it's like every day, that's not cool, maybe like. Twice or three times every week. Yeah.
Okay.
Phone call.
For me, cheating, I feel like cheating is when you're doing something behind my back and want me to find it. So why are you doing it if you're like.
Yeah,
you're hiding it. Exactly, you're hiding it. So that's what I think about my cheating. No, my deal breaker, no.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
My deal breaker is like when you get another girl pregnant. Hell no. That's a deal breaker.
Getting a girl pregnant, hey? Sure. So,
it's even worse when you guys don't have a kid together. Yo, that's worse. You're like.
So then,
he went out. He even like.
I've done nothing.
Exactly. You think like that process, like.
Yeah.
He even like.
sex with someone else, and then
it's obviously unprotected.
Nah, no, it was part Asia, okay?
Exactly.
You can see that's a
thing. It means like he doesn't respect me as half. Oh. It means he doesn't respect me as half.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's like, it's like the most deal breaker for me. It's the deal breaker. So let's say you're in love with a person and you truly love them, but your religions are just like not clicking.
Next.
Not clicking at all.
That one, I would say,
maybe it's something like it's against your religion or against your beliefs, but you love the person.
Compromise, eh? Compromise, so like, okay,
compromising.
Fine. If they say I'm not allowed to eat pork, I draw eat pork.
Even changing your lifestyle.
If you are Joe, I love you to that point. Ah, Joe, I have to change my lifestyle. If it's a little Joe, I have to get out of the room.
Yeah, then it's fine.
Like, yeah, I don't mind, Joe. It's Joe's love. I don't mind. Yeah, someone.
Okay. So, do you think like our generation is a broken
in terms of tradition and all that? And
like, all in general?
In general?
Yeah.
I have to say.
Like we're broken souls.
Both, yes.
Because now there's a lot of anxiety, depression, suicidal things.
Yeah.
And like, in reality, you're not allowed to talk about those things. It's usually a man.
Well, yeah. Because
like problem. You have to act strong and stuff.
Mental health.
Yeah, you don't have to cry. You don't have to be weak.
So,
you have to always smile, be strong. Exactly.
So what I say to that is that you are both broken and not. Because I feel like it's becoming less and less this whole thing. You already guys have to be emotionally strong. That I feel like doesn't really help anyone.
Literally,
I feel like we're seeing it, whatever. This is not working at all, Joe. Let's just
come out.
Find another, you see, especially like with
and
me.
And face.
Face your feelings, especially with me and my friends. And my friends, it's like we taught ourselves to say something if we don't feel right.
Okay.
Be like, ish, Joe, afraid to, so, and things like that. Yeah, and then I feel like the more we do that, the more we're gonna get used to like expressing our feelings. And like, so I feel worried. It's the kids of our generation now, those who are like who have a problem, who have never really people who haven't struggled. That's what I feel like. That's what it is. Or like our generation for it. Like us. So people who struggle. So
do you think suicidal is like being a coward?
Yeah, definitely. Hey. I feel like as much as people
really
live under bridges.
You know, like I almost like
it's sad. I feel sad for you.
You know, like I almost like attempted like suicide for like I think 2 times.
Yeah.
And then the last one was like the worst one.
Yeah.
Me. So like when you're in that moment, like nothing makes sense to you. Like you just like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't do this, it's fine, I'm done. I just like you become in a very dark
place,
in your own
space,
memories, your own thoughts, your own mind. Yeah. I think
I have a friend who also like recently just gone through something. Then she used to like cut her wrists and things like that.
Yeah.
So she did it because she felt selfish. Like she was having all these different emotions
exactly.
at the same time.
Yeah.
But for that moment she just felt selfish and then she was like, let me just cut this.
Exactly.
And after she felt bad about it. And I explained to her that doing that is it's like you don't have more. I'm sorry.
You don't have more
to show yourself. Kind of like you think that this is your peak. then I can't go any higher than this. But okay. You're like, that's your lowest, it's not your highest. So I'm like, people who do that, but I tend to explain,
like,
to you.
Sometimes, like,
I know
everything, right? Just like crushes.
Yeah.
Like, each and every, like, each and everything, like, doesn't make sense in your life.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, yeah, Joe. I get, like, at the moment, it's, like, horrible right now.
Yeah.
Right, Joe? However, you really want to die sad. But with pain in your heart.
You know, in that moment, you know, you're not thinking that.
You know,
in that moment, you're thinking,
fuck it.
It's the best thing.
Yeah, it's the,
like,
best.
It's the only way. Like, it's the only way right now. Yeah.
But, and it's not. It's the truth. That's why some people, let's say, who are suicidal, they need to talk about it. Because it's not something unavoidable. You can avoid it. If you just...
I can say they're not in their sober minds.
At that time, they're not really sober.
Yeah.
Joy, it's emotions. Emotions are like...
Emotions
are drugs. You know, they
so,
can,
like, when was the last time you cried?
Last time I cried, Game Elea, Real Madrid, Mara, like...
Like an emotional
an
cry.
An emotional cry. Yeah.
Like an emotional, like, fuck.
Last year, when a girl broke my heart.
Yeah.
I'd say last year, I mean, August. Get that girl I told you about before.
Okay.
Well, yeah, we've known each other since 2020. You know, it's now 2022, imagine. Yeah, Jared, I was like, she wasted my time, effort, gone. You know, Merego, God, like, Joe, ish, like.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
Have you ever once reached a point where, like, even though you're not crying, but you're like, damn, like, nothing's coming together?
Yeah, I have.
Like, you're being a little depressed, like, moment. You're like, there's nothing that's coming together. Even at home, everything is a mess. My life is a mess. Maybe my school is a mess. Like, relationship, it's even worse.
Everything,
you're like,
I'd say grade
really,
10.
Like,
10th grade 10.
Yeah.
I hated myself at grade 10. But I love the grade 10 version of me. But, like,
yeah.
At the time, I hated myself. I was really in a weed, Joe, like, too much. I really wasn't paying attention to anything or anyone. Like, pelaga mara my head. Even my friends, na kung ngawa nung pili sa ejo, ko ko guy, brad. So,
yeah.
Kinsalabon, and then, yeah, Joe, fitla hai, Joe, nagpelaga lalawa. So, I'm like,
yeah,
Joe, like,
yeah,
please,
yeah.
Step off. Like, yeah, those types of things. And, Tanako, you don't really, like, you're not really sure, like, what's the cause
of all of this.
You know, you're not sure
I'm
overwhelmed by something I don't
know. Yeah, like,
Joe.
A lot of emotions.
That
just, yeah,
and then, you're just like, no, Robale, you just don't even if you have a dream, it's, like, not even a nice dream. Even though, like, no, sweet, man.
Yeah.
Like, yo, Ramnate, when you wake up, it's like, shit. So I would say grade 10 was like the lowest I've ever been. And so yeah, even like.
So what like took you out of that place?
To be honest.
What changed all of that?
What changed? The next year started. Well, I didn't even change up until grade 11.
Okay.
Yeah, that was when I was like, okay.
But
first year grade 11, I was like busy got fallout at grade 10. And so I had like
everything
that happened at grade 10, it was like, yeah, no, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure myself out. And so I had grade 11, and then Asia, I'm like, I'm talking more. Which was not easy to
talking to people, because
NASA offer in general, like, I only talk to people like if
they are talking to you,
and that so not necessarily if it's like, if you are talking to me, and
so you don't talk to people, you want them to talk to you so you can start a conversation,
so it's like, I don't want to do,
So let's say in a house, what object can you say to you?
in a house, yeah, an object.
Yeah, that's like any kind. Like,
I would say my bed. Hey, my bed would be me because it's like soft, warm.
Okay.
So it's been like comforter for so many things and situations.
Okay.
The heartbreak, the hangover, the sickness. Okay. It's been there.
Okay. Okay.
My bed is like, yeah, Joe, right, man. So I would say my bed. Because I would take care of myself as much as my bed is willing to take care of me.
Yeah, that's true.
So, yeah, Joe, I'm cool.
So, do you believe that God,
in God,
like, does help?
Yeah,
or,
I feel
like, do you have
faith.
A, do you have a, like,
I believe in faith.
A situation you've been like, yeah, this one only God
can fix. Yeah.
Like,
well,
in your experiences, you're like, yeah, if God wasn't there, like,
maybe, yeah. Okay, I feel like,
oh, you haven't reached that point.
I would say,
you better, like, you can tell a testimony that God did this for me.
Hmm.
Or you're so, like, nah, I haven't reached that. Not now. Maybe in the upcoming years.
Maybe in terms of, like, ish, not God, but faith. Like,
so you don't put God as face, as faith.
I don't give God a face. I give more faith.
So you say your faith is the one that helps you.
So my faith in believing that there is someone much
with a higher power.
Yeah, you know, there's someone higher than me. You know, someone, a sentient being that's like, yeah, Joe, this is beyond anything.
Yeah.
So I do believe in that. But as to who it is, I don't even think you can say it's a who or a what.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think it's anything we can imagine or comprehend.
So you don't have a, like, the past thing, but like, yeah, God is the one that helped me out of the situation.
I feel like that one, that depression stage at grade 10, I feel like that was
God.
Yeah.
Who helped you out.
Because, I mean, it just happened in such a weird way, like,
yeah, you're like, okay,
it was like, if I had met you last year, we wouldn't have been friends, but
yeah,
then just because I meet you now, because I went through that, it's like, oh,
now
yeah,
it makes sense.
You know, so I'm okay, like, yeah, Joe, I feel like some things God is just interfering. He's like, hey, let me push you for once.
Yeah,
but when it comes to things that are like, how am I gonna teach my kids?
Yeah,
God, that's the difficult part. Because they need to have faith. And that it's difficult because,
but you need,
like,
to have faith in order for you to teach them.
That, that's the thing. I do.
So it's,
ne,
okay.
I don't wanna force them into Christianity. I don't wanna force them into. I wanna, like, in such a way that they explore all of these religions and then they
know what you're doing.
Choose for themselves.
They need to get burned in order to know which religion is good,
like,
for you. That's what you're saying.
No, I don't think you need to get burned. You need to have an understanding, Hori, of other religions to know, Hori, what do you want. It can't be like, I can't just go to like a Muslim church and be like, already, okay.
So you don't even teach them like the foundation. Be like, okay, just
I'm going
out for any church you think it's good for you and go explore.
No, it's more like if you go out.
Yeah.
I'm gonna teach them, I'm gonna tell them, like, one day I'm sit with them, like, okay, so guys, there's this thing inside you, you know,
okay,
this thing inside you which we call a soul or a spirit.
Okay.
You know, your soul and your spirit is a part of you.
Yeah,
it's a part of you.
Yeah.
And it's who you are, it's your feelings, you know, it's your name, it's your everything
it's
that
you
do.
Yeah,
it's your spirit. And that spirit is made by something or someone, and that spirit, we, everybody is on this planet, they call God. That's God, you know, that person who made, who gave you that
so,
spirit.
So okay, so do you think it's like God is being there, like we're his puppet in a way?
Yeah,
Joe, we're his puppet.
Like, puppet, really,
you're being controlled, man.
Yeah, Joe, because obviously if there's a higher power, then we don't have like 100% free will.
So which makes him a king?
No, more like.
Cause like he's the master, actually.
Like.
Cause like he runs our lives. It's like they say that he even knew you before
you
were in your mother's womb.
I'm like, it's
so
like,
it's like we are puppets anyway. Like you're being controlled and mastered by him.
Yeah, we are, but also I'm like, God is great. Not necessarily like Joe.
Our master.
You can't give him a title. You can't give it a title. And so I was like, you're a master or like.
Yeah.
Nah. If like you were to say a title, it wouldn't be master or king. It would be like architect. Something like that.
Okay.
And so because he's sculpting bodies. He's sculpting planets. He's sculpting the universe. So okay. He's a sculptor. Not.
So do you think we are God?
Yeah, if we're made in his image, then we're definitely, we have to be God. Because, like, I feel like your mind is God.
Your mind is God.
Your mind has
limits. So, we are God.
No, not you. Your mind. Your mind doesn't have limits. Your imagination is God.
So, your imagination is God.
Yeah, I feel like your imagination is
God. So, God is the spirit or God is who we are? Or what is inside of us? Or...
Like, yeah, I think God is who we are.
What is we, right?
Yeah, it has to be who we are. Because God made us in his own image.
In his and own then image, yeah.
He uses... We have to be.
In his own image. So do you think God is black or white?
That's the thing. God is not a human. God is not black. God is not white. God doesn't have a nose. God doesn't have eyes.
So why in his own image?
He's... spirit. When they say, I feel like when they say in his own image, I think it's like whatever that spirit decided to, like, I'm gonna create it like this. I'm gonna create it like this. This is my own image of you. Sorry, like a camera. So I want to like a camera. You take a picture, like got five different cameras.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Just all cleaning us one. None of them will be the same.
Exactly.
They'll be different. There's this one, Gafonia 7000. There's this one, Gafonia 500.
Yeah.
Completely different pictures.
Exactly.
So, like, when God says, I made you in my own image, I might have used this phone to take your picture and make you. And then I might have, for this person, I might have used this phone for this. But still, I decided that I'm using.
So, which means we have the higher power in a way.
We have an ability to get a feel.
That's why maybe we can control anything in the world. Because I think humans are the only thing that control anything in the world.
Yeah, nah. Well, we can't really control everything.
Because
like,
animals are controlled by us. Like, like everything is controlled by human beings.
Land is owned by people, nah.
Everything is controlled by human beings.
No, I think it's like... We're not like in control of anything. It's like we're on a journey to be in control of everything. Because Johanna, right now, if humans were in control of everything, we wouldn't have global warming, hunger, you know, drought, starvation.
Okay.
We wouldn't have those things.
Okay. So why don't you think like they gave us that mindset to think and not animals? Why does it have to be
us? Specifically us.
So like you can take control over things,
me? I don't know. Like that's the thing. Like, and Gabatelazohore. It could be like those things sahore. We so happen to be the one that by Vova and eventually regret consciousness.
Okay.
And that, or it could have been God was like, let me do this for humans.
Okay.
It also could just be like a random, you know. Lions could have been like top of the food chain. Dogs could have been top of the food chain. Yeah. But it's us.
It's us.
Yeah.
So and then, do you believe in like Illuminati exist?
I believe in people believing in
like the Illuminati, the devil stuff.
Yeah, and that I believe in people believing that exists.
Okay.
Cause Joe, like, even though it doesn't, like, one person's belief can change an entire planet. And so, just because Moto thinks like this, the whole world. Cause example, you see Nizelaza, Trampole, who's that guy, Kim Jong Un, or the president of China or something.
Yeah.
I think I'm not sure if this is true. Like, nearly nuclear war or something.
Yeah.
So that's an example of like just two people fail. literally know the whole thing in Ukraine.
Yeah.
One person can just decide one thing, and then same time everything goes to shit. Sometimes.
So do you think evil is like human being or like the spirit? Evil.
Evil. I feel like
it's in a human form or is in the spirit.
Evil is inhuman.
It's inhuman, right?
Yeah, evil is inhuman. And time, it's not even a spirit. That's why, like, when are the angels and demons? Demons are their own thing. So, I feel like evil is like...
It's like exactly human being.
It's like the worst impression of who you could be.
That's evil, right?
It's like evil is an echo or like... Nah, yeah. If someone is getting... explaining, let's say if I go to like someone else, I'm like, hey Joe, you know this girl is like hi, whatever.
Yeah,
I feel like that's what evil is. It's
so, which means like Satan, right?
Yeah.
It's not it's a human being, right? It's a person coming to deceive you. Like he's titled as a Satan because the way he does or the way he lives.
I like that confuses me now, because then how do you justify that it's the devil? Or because when you grow up they tell you this is wrong and this is bad,
yeah,
and then now you have the Bible that says this is the source of wrong, this is the source of good. So then Gary, the source of good being God, the source of bad being the devil.
Yeah, the devil.
So how do you now decide what's good? Who's to say what's good and what's bad? Because the Bible doesn't say like everything, it doesn't explain everything, good and what's bad.
Yeah.
So you can't say the word fuck is bad.
You can't, yeah.
So, and then but people say it's a bad thing if you swear, then that's bad. Or if let's say someone is stealing something with good intention.
Okay.
Let's say I go a factory and then I decide to steal like some pills for a friend of mine who needs them.
Okay.
And that they are gonna see that it's bad, but then
you're stealing. But in the same time you're trying to help someone else.
So I don't think you can say what's good and what's bad. You can only find yourself in situations whereby two sides of you are given like a chance to decide.
Okay.
You know, either you do something that's gonna cause a bad scenario or possibly a bad scenario or something that you are not comfortable with. That's why I have to do bad things sometimes. It's because like I'm not comfortable with this life situation, let me go rob a bank.
So
I think the devil is not necessarily a person, a single person, but the devil is everybody.
So do you believe in the Bible?
The Bible.
Yeah, do you believe in it?
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yeah.
Because it was written by a person. That's why you have the questions for.
More like our current Bible. This one, yeah, no, I don't believe in
the
it.
The New Testament.
All. Like yeah, New like Testament. This one, yeah, good news. This version of the Bible, yeah.
Okay.
Good news. The
I've
Bible.
I've never actually know the difference.
Well,
I heard it's James Watt, right?
The
good Watt. The good. Okay, no. The good books or the good.
The good ones. Nah, it's more like.
What's the difference between it and the old version, like the new version and the old version?
Old Testament and New Testament. Nah, it's the same. I think it's like part one, part two.
Yeah, I'm saying you're saying like the new version.
Yeah, the new version right now. It's like good news, the Bible. I feel like it's too... Yo, Joe.
It's the New Testament.
Like, yeah, it has both the Old and the New Testament.
Oh, okay,
the thing is, it seems more like a storybook than a book you were supposed to.
So it's not like the old Bibles.
Yeah, like, oh, if you went back, like, maybe old Bibles, maybe like, you might get something more accurate.
Okay.
And also, I don't even, like, know what to believe that anything I hear now. Because the stories, all these stories are the same. And people are like, I'm a putty, so why all of their stories, like, they're the same?
So,
yeah.
Questioning a Bible, does it mean you're questioning God?
No,
or
I'm
like you're putting them separately.
I feel like I'm questioning the people.
Bible is the like it was the first thing, the first foundation that made us believe that God is there.
Yeah.
So which means you are questioning God at the same time.
No, I feel like questioning the Bible is not questioning God. Because the Bible is just like,
if he exists truly or he doesn't.
And that, no, or... like, I feel like God exists.
Okay.
God definitely exists.
Mara,
the Bible is someone's perspective. It's not God who wrote that book. God didn't like. God said, hey, write this down, but Mutole can just write something different, you know.
So, you know, like, many people just have the things or mythos, like, if God created the earth, right, and everything, who was there to witness that and even write it down? Or he told it to Moses also.
And like you.
I created the earth and this happened before you, this happened.
Yeah, that's the thing. The Bible is not the new, it's not straight. The stories are thing, like, you can question. Look, I know when you're reading,
yeah,
you're
the
like,
Bible is like,
is this even like
exactly
real? Yeah, so, as you tend to question it sometimes. So, I don't want to believe in the Bible. I'd rather believe in like what it's trying to say.
Okay.
Inside of the message, like, hey, it's okay, really all about love and caring and your neighbor.
Okay, so the other thing is, why do people use the Bible to cast out evil and the devil and all the evil things? Why do they use it to cast out?
Okay, so it's like also the same as the Bible is basically like a weapon for these people, hey? It's like a weapon.
So which means it is the truth, right?
No, that doesn't necessarily mean it's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, I feel like the Bible gives you a sense of power when you hold a Bible in your hand.
So which means the words inside it are powerful. Because you can't have like a box and then inside is something meaningless, right? So which means like, the words inside the Bible are very powerful, that they can even cast out evil or demonics from a person. That's how powerful it is.
I feel like maybe it's like, okay, I feel like it's the same as when I'm going on an adventure.
Okay, yeah.
I'm looking for treasure, but I can't find that treasure. The only way I can find the treasure is if I have a map.
Okay.
I have a map. So now I got a map, I can find my way. So basically the Bible is like a map for these people to find their way. So if
the evil or the good,
like finding their own way. And then when it comes to things as casting things out, it's like the Bible is also like a guide as to like how to. It's like a how-to manual.
Okay.
I'm directing you, but I'm also showing you this is how you should go about things and stuff. That's why they have the Bible always, because they might need it.
Something
like that.
So there's what these called okay, they see we're living in the world, right? And then after the world there's like dimensions.
Dimensions is also my favorite topic. Hey, one of my favorite
topics. Have you ever heard about that?
Yeah, I've heard of the different dimensions.
Okay.
I can explain it to you, what I understand.
Okay, you can go ahead.
So, what I've come to understand is that there are different dimensions. Five, to be exact. Like five dimensions.
Yeah.
There's dimension one, dimension two, dimension three, dimension four.
Yeah.
Dimension five.
Yeah.
So, I saw this video on YouTube about this kid explaining this. He was like, the first dimension is like getting... It's imagine a flat line.
Yeah.
A flat line. So there's no reference. There's no, like, you can't tell which way is up, which way is down.
Yeah. It's just like
a
straight
space.
Line.
The first dimension is just space.
Okay.
There's nothing in it, it's space.
Okay.
But then now when you travel, we're basically like traveling between these dimensions. So when it's like the second dimension, it's like you become 2D, like a cartoon. You become like this. Or so, you know, you're flat.
Okay.
You know? That's the second dimension. That's how, like, let's say if I was to be in the second dimension, everything would be like
flat.
As if, you know?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, like I'm watching a cartoon or something. That's how I would see the world.
Okay.
You know? I wouldn't see behind you. I wouldn't
see
you
would just
side.
See only the flag.
What
the
I
front
see,
view, exactly.
Yeah,
the front view, exactly. You can see the back.
Yeah, that would be the second dimension.
Okay.
And then now, if I go to the third dimension, that's now depth. on top. That's okay. When now you have shape, right? 360 now.
It's okay, just, now it's like a 3D.
Yeah, you know, okay. There's like, oh, also this like, but in the second dimension, only what you see exists. On top.
Oh, so which means what you can see doesn't exist.
Yeah, so like I can see this hair.
So the
bag
doesn't exist.
Yeah,
oh,
it's like
okay.
That. That's the second dimension.
So what you see is what you get.
Yeah, what you see is what you get. So, and then, but in the third dimension, now everything.
You can just turn and be like.
So, now, there's dimension one, we have space. There's dimension two, we have like perspective. Dimension three, now we have shape.
Yeah.
So now I think dimension four is time. That's now existence. That's when like we start to live.
Okay.
And that, because obviously time is moving forward. Okay. So that's why you age, that's why,
oh,
and that,
okay,
so because
okay.
of the fourth dimension, we are okay. alive, we're living,
aging,
like, yeah, we're
stuff,
aging
yeah.
and things, yeah, and then the fifth dimension is basically where we are now, where it's like all of those dimensions put into
all
one,
together,
you know, yeah,
oh,
so
okay.
I feel like those
okay.
are the dimensions, those are the planes,
okay.
different, yeah, that is what I know, I'm not sure if it's right, but
okay.
yeah,
so do you think that dimensions is who we are?
Yeah, I do.
Or you explain to me.
Or like, I feel like we're like memories of dimensions, eh? Or like memories of point in time, inside in space time.
Yeah.
Because like the universe maybe could be like 40, 30 billion years old.
Yeah, that's true. That's
and
true.
Humans have only been alive for like 300 something thousand years.
Yeah.
So imagine how long 300 and something compared to like 44 billion years.
Okay.
So I think we're just like memories, Joe. It's like these dimensions.
So,
it's like we're
yeah.
going through them as we go through
yeah,
our lives. Yeah.
yeah. So do you think when you die, it's like another you is born somewhere else? Another you
reincarnation.
Born somewhere else?
Okay, the science behind it. You don't necessarily die when you or born somewhere else. You're not reborn. You don't also die as well. Cause sharpo. And get it, like humans are made of like the atoms and
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
and that,
yeah.
So atoms never die. That's the
okay,
thing.
Yeah.
Atoms don't die. So they just continue to like getting that hair really
yeah.
getting like
yeah.
It's probably an atom somewhere
okay.
or in space. It's probably an atom somewhere. So it's like you're still there. And then maybe like you might end up becoming like those atoms might join like the atmosphere and then all of
okay.
a sudden it's like an atmosphere, those atoms are running
yeah.
around.
Yeah.
So you are reborn, but not in the sense of like you know that you are reborn.
Okay.
It's like when you die, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. you only die. You
but
die.
Yeah, your physical self doesn't know that it's still alive. Exactly.
So
yeah.
Have you ever experienced like someone telling you, yo, you look like someone else? Yo, you almost look
yeah,
like someone else.
People tell me.
So like, what you is that? So do you think like your father like?
I'm like I.
It was very naughty, I think. Oh.
Yeah, very naughty. I know.
But I think everyone like has got that story like.
Yeah,
I've been told.
I feel like there is
like
yeah. I feel like there is.
And you related.
And
you related to someone from.
Yeah.
You didn't even know that place.
No, I feel like. Yeah, there has to be a double for everyone.
There has to be.
Yeah, that's why double number, even number,
yeah.
8 billion. That's an even number.
Yeah.
So I'm like, everyone has to have a double, hey, and that. So maybe like, I know, like the double, crackle like the UK.
Exactly. Exactly.
Like, not even where you live.
Yeah, exactly. Can you be like, and I really look like that guy.
Yeah, I have been told that before. But I actually never. Hey, now that it, maybe like walk.
Yeah, like there's that one thing they tell you. Hey, like you. Yeah, maybe they walk or something.
No.
So it's just like. Do you think it's the universe?
But I think yeah, it's the universe. Like it repeats. Cause like I feel like yeah, Joe, the universe sometimes repeats itself. Cause if you think about it. Like,
yeah.
We have the planets, the solar system,
yeah.
But then we also have like the planets, other galaxies. It's over like a trillion planets.
We also
have the stars. They're all shaped in the same way. They're all shaped in the same way. They all do, basically, they all behave the same. So it's like,
You know, I once heard that the stars is the number of people on Earth. When you're born, a star is born.
Nope. That's impossible. There's too many stars.
They say it's like, so you're saying it's the number of stars are not like the people on Earth. Like, that's what you're saying.
The number of stars are more than
like, the number of people who are living.
No, the number of grains of sand are on Earth. On every beach. On the sand.
Really?
That's how many stars are in the universe that we know of. There's still a part like we can't see. We can't see that far. Like even though Gadi.
So it's not when you're born, the star is born. That's a lie.
Maybe when you are born, like a star is born, but we don't have like enough evidence to be sure.
So the number of stars is a lot.
You couldn't count it. It's impossible. Like, even if you had a machine to, like,
count, you
couldn't count it. Impossible. Because the universe, I never know, it's growing.
It's growing.
So, yeah. No, I think it's impossible.
Do you think this thing of, what's the last chapter in the Bible?
Revelations,
right? That God is going to come with us. Do you think the power will ever come? Because I think there was once a year that they say God is coming this year.
I don't like my 2012 for that.
Yeah,
I think
like, it's 2012. God is coming this year.
The end of the world.
God is coming this year.
Yeah. No, I think that's why I'm like, the Bible has some truth to it. Because I get a salute about this thing like science and religion cannot go hand in hand. But if you think about it, if you look at the sun, our sun, it's going to explode at some point.
Yeah.
So I'm like, well, explosion.
The sun, right?
Yeah, okay. The sun is gonna explode. And then the earth is just gonna be burned. Nothing's gonna be left.
Okay.
And then also in the Bible it said, I won't end the world with a flood, I will end the world with fire.
Because the last time I ended with water.
Now he's gonna end it with a flood. And I'm like,
these things.
If you think about it,
that really happening.
I'm sorry, like in the Bible, it says the end of the world is going to be caused by fire.
Yeah, that's what they say.
But also in real life, in science, science also says like, and we know this, where like the end of the world, if ever the world is going to end, it's going to be caused by the sun exploding, like. And that's fire.
Now other pastors would be like, what God was explaining there was not really literally. But what is happening today on Earth is what's like what he said.
Yeah, that's why I'm like,
people, the coronavirus and stuff is what he was talking
about. Maybe like plagues and stuff.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, the Bible is, they shouldn't take it like literal. Like, these things actually happen.
He's gonna come.
No.
Everyone's gonna like
maybe more like these things, these events are gonna happen. Yeah. And so they're gonna test us. They're gonna test us. So I feel like these things are true. Someone who wrote the Bible was probably like knew her, the sun is gonna explode. But now God, I will destroy the world by fire.
You think being a scientist makes it hard to believe in God? Because like you can see things and prove things scientifically. So doesn't it make them
like less faithful or something?
Because like they believe in like scientific tested things.
They can even prove the planets,
the sun, everything. They'd be like, how can like God create this thing?
I would say. It depends on what kind of science you do. And it depends on like internally your problem is Mrs. Nkwa. She like has faith but is a scientist. She was like, fine, the universe does exist. there's planets, we have physics, but she's also like, all of these things though are created by God. You know, that's why every time she, after she explained like a lesson, she was like, yo guys, my God is wonderful, hey, you know. So I feel like it depends on your faith. Do you want to believe in it, or do you want to question it before you can, or you just don't believe? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all about belief.
What? Heads up.
Oh,
it says 60 minutes, the maximum recording time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Joe. So I don't really think you. It depends, hey.
It depends, hey.
It really depends.
It depends
on what you want to do.
It depends on
belief. Yeah, belief. But for me, I believe and I don't believe. So
everything is just so confusing. You know, because someone will say, if God is one, then why does it have to be a lot of believers? If God is one.
One person. That time, I feel like it is one thing. Mara.
Why do we have to do it differently to get to God?
Joe, that's the question now. Why do we do it differently? Why can't we just do
what
it?
What if like the religion you're into is like not the real one?
That's why I'm like, yo, imagine going to like die and then going to hell, be like, you believed in the wrong religion, so we're casting you out. Shit.
You know, that's like,
yeah, true.
Very bad.
No. But I don't think so. Maybe we're all right. Maybe we're all wrong.
Maybe.
Who knows? We'll just have to wait and see. Because I feel like you will get like all your answers when you die. Hey? It's either like you will know, Hori, when you die, you just stop existing, or you go somewhere else. That's and when you wonder, that's when you will know anything. So yeah, Joe. We'll just have to wait for death. Hey? That one wrong moment. Just went from that. But yeah, man. No, it's been great. Finally recorded the episode.
Finally.
I loved it.
Finally.
You know,
it was really interesting.
I loved it.
It was really interesting.
Hopefully you can come back a couple of times, a couple more times.
Hope you do. I hope you write them down this time around. Hope you write them down.
There's no need for us to write anything down. Pella, like, we barely prepared. All of this was improvised. We didn't prepare for anything. So yeah. So
it's just a matter of a conversation.
Just a matter of talking. So yeah, I was with the mic with our guest, Lorraine. Do you have anything to say? Anything like
before? I'll just believe in whatever makes you happy.
So thank you again. And then we'll do it next time.
Pleasure.
Perfect. Yeah, man, let's start recording.